I'm joined on Radio Jackie by Monica Harding, who is the Lib Dem candidate for Esher and Walton. So Dominic Raab, who is the current MP for Esher and Walton, stepped down as Deputy Prime Minister and Justice Secretary last week. What was your reaction to the news of Dominic Raab standing down?
Well, clearly it was the right thing for him to stand down. The claims of bullying were upheld against him. It was found that our MP was shown persistently aggressive, undermining and humiliating behaviour and engaging, in the words of the report, in an abuse or misuse of power. And clearly that's not acceptable behaviour for a minister. It's also not, in my opinion, acceptable behaviour for an MP.
And what about the people of Esher and Walton? What have they told you? Have they given you their thoughts on this as well?
Yes, so we've been out a lot on the doorstep this weekend, and people in Esher and Walton are really troubled by this. The comment that we get coming up on the doorstep all the time is, this wouldn't be allowed to happen in my workplace. Why is it allowed to happen in government? And I think also the fact that Rishi Sunak kept him in place for the full 5 months when this was being investigated, that again wouldn't happen in a normal workplace. The individual under investigation would be suspended pending the investigation. So I think people feel very uncomfortable about this. They're very uncomfortable about the tone of Dominic Raab's response, in that he seemed to try and lay blame for it on the civil service and not take the findings in full. They're troubled by that, but there's a broader thing here. You know, they're a bit sick and tired of ministers behaving unacceptably, from Boris Johnson and Partygate to Dominic Raab and bullying. That's not the behaviour they want from their government.
And what do you think the people of Esher and Walton want to see now? What do you think the next step is for them?
Well, some of them say to me they'd like him to step down as an MP, and this is something that the Liberal Democrats are calling for. Is it acceptable for an MP to behave in this way? If it's not acceptable as a minister, why is it acceptable as an MP? But I think people in Esher and Walton are fed up not only with unacceptable behaviour within the Conservative government, but also the incompetence. People are paying a lot of taxes now. They're the highest they've been for a long time, and they're not seeing the services coming out of that. So they're waiting for GP appointments. There's potholes all over the roads. So they want to be able to trust their government. They want to be able to get the services they expect, and they need ministers and MPs to behave acceptably.
And what is it that you're calling for? Is it for him to stand down as an MP as well as from the government?
So we would like him to stand down as an MP. We believe the people in Esher and Walton deserve better than this. It's unacceptable behaviour for a minister, and it's therefore unacceptable behaviour for an MP as well.
Now, Dominic Raab has been the MP for Esher and Walton since 2010, so quite a long time. What makes you think that you'd be voted in if he were to stand down as an MP?
Well, look, who knows who will be voted in if he was to stand down as an MP? But look, the Liberal Democrats are in prime position here. In 2019, our vote was, we got the biggest swing in the country of any candidate, of any party, at 18.5%. A huge amount of constituents turned around and put their faith in the Liberal Democrats to produce something different. And then, of course, since then, we've had a lot of council victories in areas that we've never had councillors before. We had councillors elected in Hersham for the first time, also in Walton for the first time in Cobham too. So we believe we are the main contenders to the Conservative Party here, and we want to provide the alternative. And I think in 2019, the people of Esher and Walton accepted that there was an alternative in what was before a safe Conservative seat, and they're ready to put their faith in the Liberal Democrats.
So do you get the vibe that the people of Esher and Walton are perhaps fed up now?
We're getting it on the doorstep all the time, that people in Esher and Walton are fed up with the Conservative government. They find the behaviour unacceptable. They find them incompetent. And the phrase that we keep on having on the doorstep is, people just don't feel like they can vote for the Conservatives anymore. They think they are out of touch. And this latest example is how tone deaf they are to the constituency.
And final question, is there an appetite for another local election now, especially when the next general election is only a year away?
Well, I think you have to look at the by-elections that have happened so far. The appetite there for change was quite marked. You saw that in Liberal Democrat victories in the heart of the blue wall, and I think there is a real appetite for change here. People have had enough. They don't have faith in the Conservative government anymore. They think they're incompetent, they're out of touch, and now their behaviour's unacceptable. So yes, they want change. There's an appetite for change.